Now, the second propaganda prop, it came up for me listening this week to Richard Wolff, which those of you who have read Unpacking Democracy will know I don't trust to adequately represent for us, primarily because he tends to try to keep our focus narrow on the nation state when it seems almost impossible to me that he cannot know that the effect of our trying to rein in power on a local level or even a national level is effectively trumped by those legacy trillions they've been hoarding for this moment, which can allow them to apply those trillions to pressure points where they're needed globally. We cannot turn our backs on our brothers and sisters and hang on to our own souls, if that's a goal. Anyway, he was being interviewed about the threat to seize percentage of deposits in Cyprus banks. And this threat is because the International Monetary Fund, the Central European Central Bank, and the European Union is requiring it, this seizure of some percentage of funds of depositors in Cyprian banks in order to receive some $17 billion is what he said. I've also heard $20 billion in bailout money. So in response to this news item, Richard Wolff says, quote, this was one of the dumbest moves. And the host said, if I'm in Greece, I'm going to get my money and put it under the mattress, unquote. To which Richard Wolff replied, well, you'll either put it under a mattress or in Germany. Now, I thought that was interesting. Let's assume the best and that he wasn't planting that as a suggestion. And if we accept as a premise that the folks who run these international banking and financial institutions are not dumb at all, and if we accept as a premise that there are two worlds that they are trying to sculpt and that they are in a process, a pace of bolstering up the one and more thoroughly chaining the other, giving more privileges to one while leashing more tightly the other, offering carrots and strokes and accolades to one while causing fear and despair and anger and rage in the other, then there might be some method in their madness, if it plays out the way they calculate, of a lot more money flowing to German banks. Now, Germany and England have a history, and the U.S., of a lot of undercover shadow Neo-Hegelian, Plato-loving madness running through the veins of a tiny few I think of as Plato's tribe. And while it's not racist in the traditional sense, it's certainly racist in a Platonic sense. And that, going back to what Virginia Woolf said, that the Hitlers, the dictators, the Mussolinis believe deeply in the need for the tiny, tiny few to be free of worldly concerns, you know, like doing the work that puts food on the table. So it could very well be that there are folks behind scenes who are trying to sculpt a reality in which there are knowledge sectors, Northern Europe and the U.S., maybe throw in Australia, who knows? And maybe not. It depends, doesn't it? I mean, when you have a global economy, a world market, which calls the shots, that's a pretty effective reality check to put in people's faces when they try to show a little independence, you know? Take the money, or I'm a worry about you. And so the debts get dangled, and so they get grabbed, because the few who rule in every nation state tend to bend to power's dictates. And it's going to be up to you and me who see a better way to challenge the ways of power and usher in a new day called the end of coercion, the end of forced work, because it is work at the bottom that this is all about. Who does it? Whose lives get stolen? Who obeys? And who gets to say?